Boys, we think back to 2019 and even year to date here. Equity markets very, very strong here. One area that's, you know, performed better, but still, I think, a little bit unloved is the financial sector. Dave Ellison, portfolio manager for Hennessy Funds, joins us. He's based in Boston, but joining us here in our Bloomberg Interactive Broker studio. So Dave, give us a sense of kind of just the financial stocks. As I think back to some of the big players, the Goldman Sachs, the Citis at JP Morgan's, had a pretty good 2019 in terms of performance. How do you think, how's the group in general been performing financials?
Well, I think there's a, you're seeing a separation. You know, the people that are balance sheet centric, meaning that they have the bulk of their earnings from the balance sheet, they're not doing well. They're underperforming. And I have a small cap financial fund that's actually down for the year. And that's primarily a balance sheet centric business. But the ones that are have more fee income, more recurring fee income, like a Visa or a MasterCard, they continue to do well because that's what people want. They don't want to own these balance sheets that are under threat from either credit or low rates.
A lot of people look at the banks as sort of completely dependent on the yield curve. The flatter the yield curve in the United States goes, the gap between, in particular, 2-year and 10-year treasury yields, the less value people see in financials. Today we're seeing the yield curve flatten yet again. Do you think that this is a fair assessment of the relationship between the yield curve and financials?
I think so. I mean, I disappointingly so. You know, when I started many, many years ago, Fed funds were at 18%, so it didn't matter what the yield curve was. You made plenty of money. But now the flatness of the yield curve and the lowness of rates relative to zero is a double whammy. And if you look at a big bank like JP Morgan, half of their profit's going to come from the balance sheet. If you look at a medium-sized to smaller bank, it can be 75 to 90% of their income comes from the balance sheet. So if rates are going to go low and we're going to end up like Japan here in America, those spreads are going to come in, and that's going to attack half to 80 to 90% of their revenue. So if I told you that half of Apple's revenues were under pressure, where do you think the stock would be going?
Right, right. All right, let's take a look at the asset management side of the business. We had another deal announced yesterday, Franklin Templeton buying Legg Mason, $50 a share. Is that just a reaction to the issue that has plagued the asset management business for almost a generation now, which is just pressure on fees?
I think it's that, and it's also these acquisitions allow them to reset employee levels, compensation levels, layers of management levels. So you have a number of things that go on there. But again, this is addition by subtraction. You're putting two companies together that are losing AUM, hoping that you can, by subtraction, meaning even though you're still shrinking, you can add value for the shareholders by, and again, resetting the corporate structure. That's what acquisitions allow you to do, and I think you're going to see that more in this business.
The backdrop of this merger was that active management, in particular active equity fund management, is a dying industry. That is your industry. What do you think when people say that?
Well, I think there's, you know, it's an industry that is under pressure because of what the market is doing. And the market is giving you fairly decent performance metrics, which makes the index funds a safer way to play. So what the Fed is essentially done is taken a lot of the volatility out of capitalism. They did it two Decembers ago. They did it three or four months ago when the repo thing. They don't allow capitalism to come back in and therefore allow active management to add value. And so as long as the Fed is there tamping down volatility and tamping down capitalism, then being in an index fund where you're just going along with the flow of money and the growth of money in the system, because remember, this money is coming into the system every day. There's more dollars out there every day. If the same amount goes into stocks will slowly go up. And if the Fed says we're not going to have any volatility, then you should just own an index fund. But once volatility returns, if it ever does, the active management will win. And the question is that the market doesn't, or at least investors don't believe that that's going to happen right now.
What areas are you looking at right now that are most attractive to you right now? Again, we're 11 years into this economic cycle. The markets have been rallying. And so where do you see opportunity?
Well, I think, you know, the market is telling you that you should own five stocks.
Right.
And that's...
And financials aren't one of them.
Right, they aren't. But certainly the Visa, MasterCards of the world have done quite well, and that's why, you know, my large cap fund has performed well. Thank God I'm doing something right. And I think that's... I think the winners are going to continue to be winners. And, you know, the companies that don't want to invest in their future, don't want to take chances, are going to continue to fall by the wayside. And I think you just have a lot of have and have nots out there. You have it in income and distribution. You have it in stock valuations. You have it in home prices. And it's just going to continue.
Dave Ellison, thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Dave Ellison is a portfolio manager of the Hennessy Small Cap and Large Cap Financial Funds, joining us here in our Interactive Brokers studios, normally based in Boston. A really interesting kind of conundrum, and I've heard this before, Paul, from people saying the Fed has killed off the volatility as well as sort of the natural price discovery
right. That
markets have been used to. And the question is, you know, what will occur if they allow it to go back, or does this mean that they kind of can't?
They can't. And if you look around the world, it's not just the Fed, the ECB, and some other central bankers as well. So that seems to be the world we're in right now, post-financial crisis.